19. Hayden. Hayden twisted the throttle, hitting the clutch and launching up the ramp as the mod box made a left turn into the street ahead. He braked hard when he reached the street, downshifting quickly and planting his foot on the cracked pavement to help turn the heavy motorcycle in the right direction. A Jax Kluth was in the street right in front of him, and it rose on its tentacles to let the mod box pass beneath. It had taken Hayden a few minutes to reason things out, to think things through, and to realize the bastard intellect that killed his family was still in the building. As painful as it all was, as sick to his stomach as he felt, and as much as he wanted to lie down and die, that wasn't an option right now. He and Natalia had made a pact to see this thing through for as long as they were alive. It was a deal they had made and accepted when they decided to stay on Earth, knowing full well the odds of them both dying together of old age were damn slim. That didn't mean he hadn't hoped for it. Losing Ginny, and especially Halya, was an added blow that he could barely keep his mind from touching upon. He had to stay away from those thoughts or he would become too furious to fight, too angry to care about any outcome other than the death of everything that had led to this moment and this devastating loss. The Jax Kluth groaned, swinging its tentacles toward Hayden. He jerked the bike to the side as he punched the throttle, the machine responding quickly and pulling him away. A second tentacle tried to drop in front of him, and he swerved the other way, barely slipping past it before it tried to grab him. He let go of the handlebars with his right hand, drawing his revolver as he passed under the Jax Kluth. It shifted its weight, trying to crush him, but he had already guessed it would make a move, and he swerved back to the left, nearly losing control of the bike as he emptied the gun point-blank into the bottom of the creature's central mass. It groaned as the 50-caliber rounds of the Smith & Wesson punched all the way through and spilling out ichor, blood, and guts from top and bottom. It collapsed in the street as Hayden raced around it, holstering the gun and grabbing the handlebars again. He leaned forward, turning the throttle to top speed. He could still see the intellect ahead, the creature having gained a little on Hayden while he dealt with the Jax Kluth. It steered the mod box with expert precision, slowing and throwing it around the corner in a perfect drift despite its size and weight. Hayden slowed again to make the turn, cutting the corner tight and bouncing up and over the sidewalks. He lowered his head and lifted his hand to protect his face as debris flew back at him, thrown back by the mod box as it smashed through rubble left behind by the Jax Kluth. His augment deflected the worst of it, the stone ricocheting harmlessly off his hand and forearm. He nearly wiped out anyway, forced to swerve at the last second as a body became visible in the debris ahead. He skidded sideways, lowering his arm and catching the ground, using the strength of the augment to push himself back up. The bike wobbled before he regained control, still falling further behind. "Come on," Hayden growled, intensifying his focus. He sped up again, hitting a slope of rubble and jumping another corpse. He slid around more damage and finally began gaining on the mod box. It took another corner, tracking south across the city, heading for the perimeter. Hayden made the corner, cutting it more tightly this time. The effort carried him right into the first of an approaching horde of smaller Jax Kluth that had left the pyramid to cut him off. He slammed into it, this time letting himself lose control. He went with the momentum, sliding off the back of the motorcycle as it careened forward and slammed into a pair of Jax Kluth, impaling them on the bike's spikes. He hit the ground hard on his rear, momentum carrying him forward into a roll. He braced himself with his augments, skidding and flipping forward into the scrum. He slowed to a stop, flipping over onto his knees and grabbing his empty revolver. He dumped the spent shells, replacing them from a speed loader, before pulling the second gun. A Jax Kluth leaped at him from the left, and he fired into its face, blowing it to pieces. A second grabbed at his leg, its small mouth biting into his bodysuit. He shot that one too, moving to where the bike lay on its side, remarkably still running. The Jax Kluth moved with him. He shot three more before he was overtaken, a pair of them getting on his back and digging into his bodysuit. Two more leaped at him from the left, and a whole group of little ones grabbed him from the right, wrapping themselves around his augments. He growled loudly as he tried to bend his arms to aim his guns, only to have another pair grab his legs and pull them back, sending him face down into the pavement. He heard his nose break on the asphalt, the pain shooting up from it. He could feel the tentacles all over him, the small mouths biting at the bodysuit, trying to get through it to his flesh. A Jax Kluth came up beside his face, central mouth reaching for his ear. A flash of light, and it exploded beside him, its blood and guts spraying the side of his face. Another flash hit one on his arm, then the other, then the ones on his back. The flashes continued, over and over in rapid fire. Hayden shoved himself up again. He didn't look for the source of his sudden freedom. He stumbled toward the motorcycle, fresh desperation driving him forward. He quickly reloaded both revolvers, shoving them into their holsters before easily pulling the bike upright.
"It is gone," his savior said from behind him. "You can't catch it. Not today."
"Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Let us try to save your people,"